always have your answer ready for those who ask you the reason for the hope that you have. A number of years ago, I had a spiritual experience here in my kitchen with two other people present, my sister Margaret, God rest her, and a friend I'll call David. Margaret and David were sitting each side of the kitchen table. I was on an armchair at the other side of the room. Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, we had been discussing spiritual things. Suddenly the room took on a very pleasant and total silence. I became aware that there was a figure standing beside me to the right, but something told me not to look at it. I saw Margaret and David's eyes open wide, and eventually I saw Margaret crying. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see what appeared to be a white robe. The silence was long and beautiful, and could accurately be described in the words of the Emmaus story, "Did not our hearts burn within us?" And slowly, very slowly, the kitchen returned to normal, whatever normal is. But the three of us knew, absolutely knew, that we had encountered the Lord Jesus. I am now 68 years old, and I have had similar experiences perhaps half a dozen times in my life. So, once every 11 years. That hardly makes me a serial visionary. But when something like that happens to you, even once, you go from believing to knowing. So that is the reason for the hope that I have, because I have encountered the Lord Jesus in those few experiences and also in the joys and sorrows of my everyday life. Can I ask the rest of you a question today? What is the reason for the hope that you have? Is it because you're an optimist by nature? Is it because your life is, and always has been, a walk in the park? Is it because you are the most talented and wonderful human being that ever lived? Is it because you are clever, intelligent, and a good looker? Is it because you have fame, wealth, power, and poise? Or is it because you have a God who created you? Is it because you have a Savior who died for you? Is it because you have a Spirit who guides you? Is it because you have been blessed with love, the love of a father and a mother, the love of a partner, the love of a child? Is it because, unlike so many others in the world, you have a roof over your head, you have food on your table, and you have clean, fresh water flowing from your taps? What I am really saying is this: I have been blessed. And what I say to you is, you have been blessed. Of course, we've also been hurt and wounded, and we've suffered. But in ways, our wounds have also been a blessing, because they have made us humble, compassionate, and realizing how dependent we are on God and on each other. Because we have been blessed and wounded, that's the reason for the hope that we have. I just want to finish with a little poem by Steve Page of London called "Blessed Are You Wounded?" Blessed are you wounded, for beneath your scars lies healing. Blessed are you wounded, for you have survived. Blessed are you wounded, for in your pain you found life. Blessed are you wounded, for though the world stares from a safe distance, Christ stands nearer, closer than your enemies, closer than your friends, closer than your tears, and he holds you.